In this tightly structured still life by the Spanish cubist Juan Gris, a wooden table becomes a series of angular planes, overlapping and jutting in various directions. Gris' masterful painted illusion of wood, cloth, and paper incorporates varied patterns that simulate the textures of the actual materials. Gris called his painting flat colored architecture. Here, the surface play of colored patterns and linear designs cancels out the illusion of depth created by the overlapping planes. A few commonplace objects remain. Cubist favorites, they include from left to right, playing cards, the fractured outline of a tall bottle, a goblet, and a pipe. At the bottom is the text of a contemporary poem by Pierre Reverdy. Like the painting, the poem references simple everyday objects. Here, writing on paper becomes a visual artifact, another element in what Gris called a pictorial emotion. Gris' fellow cubist Georges Braque noted,
"When a man feels emotion at what he sees, it means that he has made some personal modification in the arrangement of cards or elements. Without abolishing or changing them, he has grouped them in a new way. He has shuffled the cards and sees them set out in a different manner."
Gris was one of the first exponents of Cubism. A neighbor of Picasso in Paris, he watched its development from 1907 to 1912. By 1915, when he made this painting, he was adapting Cubist innovations to his own methodical temperament to create a unique variation of the style.